Hello, welcome back to another episode of Wealth in Christ show, a show where we empower Christians to become financially free without compromising your faith. Today, we're going to be tackling a question that many of us grapple with, and that is, how can we find a delicate balance, or how can we find a balance between enjoying life pleasures and being financially responsible? You know, it's a dilemma that we all face. On one hand, we want to enjoy life pleasure, whether it's vacation, dining out, having a hobby. On the other hand, we need to be financially responsible, save for the future, and avoid falling into financial trap. You know, this financial journey, you know, becoming financial free, is very similar to wanting to eat healthy, wanting to, you know, diet, you know, wanting to change your body, you know, wanting a much healthier body. You know, just as in, you know, when you're working out, you're eating, then you also have what is called cheat days. You also have what is called days you just, you don't, you're able to stray away from your diet. And I think it's important that in your financial journey, you have things that bring you joy, that brings you happiness, that you enjoy doing on this financial journey. Because if not, you'll be very miserable. You're going to be very frustrated through this financial journey. You know, going through this financial journey, you know, becoming financially responsible is already comes with own stress, and not having a way or not having anything that you can do or you can go to or you can participate in to bring you joy is only going to make this journey very hard, you know. And I think it's important to mention that, because I think a lot of us, we hear on social media, work hard now while you're young. Which is very true. Work while you can. I think it's very important. Work while you can. And when you get older, you get into joy. But, you know, I think it's important to, I guess, where I will edit that statement is work while you can, but enjoy as well while you could. Because you don't, we don't put into perspective is that we don't know if we're going to be here in the next 10 years, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you know, because we're planning for the future. You know, that's what being financially responsible is, planning for the future, is, you know, saving money for the side for your children. You know, we don't know what tomorrow can be. We don't know what can happen. And it's important that, you know, knowing that we don't know what's going to happen, we don't know how many years God has given it, it's important to also enjoy the great things about life. You know, enjoy. Like, it's okay to take a vacation. It's okay to eat out once in a while. It's okay to splurge on something that you may want. What is a video game? What is a sneaker? What is a bag? What is a watch? You know, it's okay to do that. But what I would say in regards to that is about, you know, you splurge, the way you may splurge on these different things, eating out, it should not be at the cost of you becoming being financial ruined. You know, you should not be doing that. You should be not enjoying life pleasure at the risk of you becoming financially ruined, at the risk of you becoming bankrupt, at the risk of you having to live paycheck to paycheck. You know, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm encouraging you. I'm encouraging or suggesting by saying, you know, it's important to enjoy the pleasure of life. And what I want to quickly go to, I want to quickly read Ecclesiastes 5:15-20. And they say, people come into the world with nothing, and when they die, they leave with nothing. They might work hard to get things, but they can't take anything with them when they die. It's very sad that people will leave the world just as they came. So what does a person gain from trying to catch the wind? They only get days that are filled with sadness and sorrow. In the end, they are troubled, sick, and angry. I have seen what is best for people to do on earth, and they should eat, drink, and enjoy the work that they have during this short time here. God has given them these few days, and that is all that they have. If God has given some people wealth, property, and the power to enjoy those things, they should enjoy them. They should accept these things, and they should have and enjoy their work. And this is a gift from God. People don't have many years to live, so they must remember these things all their life. God will keep them busy with the work they love to do. And that's basically what the scripture says. So, and this is a breakdown of scripture. This is King Solomon. And this King Solomon, he's basically saying here that One of the worst things that he sees, and one of the saddest things that he sees, is that, you know, people come into the world, they work very hard, they are pursuing, you know, great things in life, you know, pursuing success, they're pursuing greatness. But and he says that to say that while they're pursuing greatness, they don't find themselves enjoying the journey, because they don't have anything that they don't take time to enjoy the journey. They don't take time to basically enjoy the fruit, you know, enjoy what God has given them, because they're always in this chase of trying to get to the next thing. And in this day and age, it looks like for many of us, you know, we're working so hard to get this promotion. We're working so hard for to get to the next level in our business. We're working so hard to do all these different things. We're working so hard, you know, to get this title, whatever it may be. But what we fail to do, especially on this financial journey, a lot of people fail to do, is enjoy the process. Enjoying the process, I mean, enjoying, you know, taking time to reflect, you know, taking time to be grateful, you know, about where you are in life, where God has brought you to. You know, oftentimes, you know, I see a social media post, it says that many of us often overlook where we are, not remembering where we used to be. You know, the place where many of us are right now, you know, the season that many of us are right now is a season that many of us used to pray for. It's a season that many of us used to say, God, only if you can do this for me. You know, if you do this for me, I'll do that. If you do this, like, this, it was a thing that would stress us and bother us so much. And now that we're living, you know, what we used to pray for, what we used to be on our knees, you know, that what used to bring us, you know, keep us up at night, you know, now we're using this as an excuse, or we're allowing, you know, what God has blessed us with, to keep us busy where we don't enjoy life. We don't enjoy, you know, spending time with our family. We don't enjoy, taking vacation. We don't enjoy, buying nice things, like, 'cause we're so caught up in this hustle. And it's important to say this, because, you know, even the same scripture, it says that, you know, we have a very short time, and that's all that we have. You know, whatever time God has given you, that's all the time you have. And we're all going to reach that bus stop. And what many of us don't know is when that bus stop is, when is that day going to come? That's why, you know, he said in the scripture, you know, the things that he see that people should do is eat. They should eat, drink, and enjoy the work that they have here during this short time. And that's why he really say that simple, you know, don't get caught up in this hustle and grind mindset, because this hustle and grind mindset, it doesn't allow you to enjoy what you may have built for yourself, what you may have built for your family. It doesn't give you, because you're always working towards, you know, hitting the next goal. You're always working on trying to become more successful. And the thing about it is that the higher you go in life, especially financially, you're going to realize there's someone else that is greater. There's always someone, there's another level to it. And, you know, if that's all you continue to pursue, you know, like I said, they're only going to get days that are filled with sadness and sorrow, you know, because as you continue to push on, you know, it's going to require more sacrifice. It's going to require more losses. You know, the higher you go in life, you know, and you're not taking time to enjoy where you currently are, you're only going to continue to be sad. You're going to be a very bitter person. And oftentimes, you know, we hear people, you know, wealthy people, you know, when they get to a certain point where they enjoy all the luxury of life, you know, you often hear them say that, you know, the money didn't really satisfy them. The money didn't really bring them that much joy. The success that they thought that was going to bring them joy didn't really bring the joy. The things that bring them joy was able to take vacations, was able to take a vacation with their family, was able to, you know, dine with their friends and family, you know, was able to help people. But if we're constantly in this journey of, you know, this hustling and grind mindset, you know, we have to do this. You know, I often hear people say, you know, I have to, you know, I can't take a break from work. I can't do this. But I'm going to tell you here, you know, if you die today, if you, God calls you home today, you know, God forbid, your job's going to continue to go. Your business, if it's set up correctly, is going to continue to go. You know, many of us will mourn about you for a few days, but we're going to continue going on with our life. You know, we're going to continue to go on with our life. Life does not stop because you're no longer here. Life continues to grow. And that's one thing, and that's why it's important that while you still have life and while we're pursuing this different financial goal, we set aside time to enjoy, you know, whether it is being buying a bag, you know, buying something that, you know, just enjoy, spending time with your family. You know, there's nothing wrong, you know, as long as it's not putting a risk to you financially, to your causing any financial, there's nothing wrong taking a vacation. There's nothing wrong buying some nice shoes or buying a nice watch. There's nothing wrong at all. But what is wrong is when you're going through this financial journey and you're angry, you're upset, and you're not able to find anything that gives you any type of joy in this journey.
Hey family, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. And if you are and you have yet to subscribe to us here on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. And also, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts and you have yet to leave us a 5-star review, please do so. Now back to the episode.
To find a balance, you know, between trying to enjoy life and be financially responsible, it's important that we set clear priorities. It's about knowing when to indulge and when to save. You know, it's going to be some seasons in our life where we have to save, we have to invest, we have to not reduce the amount of time we eat out, reduce the amount of time, you know, we go on vacation. It's going to be time like that. You know, this is delayed gratification. You know, you're planting the seed so you can enjoy much bigger. You know, you're planting the seed so you can enjoy much larger. You're planting the seed so you can, your children can benefit from the work that you have done. You know, and that's what is important. It's very important. It says in Proverbs 21:20, precious treasures and all are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devour it. You know, Proverbs 21 underscores the importance of wise financial management. Advise against reckless spending and encourage us to be prudent with our resources. As much as it's important to enjoy life as you're going on this financial journey, it's important to not spend it recklessly. It's important to not just do things that will lead to your financial ruin. You know, that's what often people do. You know, it's rare for someone to strike gold twice. You know, it's very rare. So when you do strike gold, when you are on this journey of finance, you know, you want to be very wise. You want to be very mindful about how you spend your money. And one way to help you, you know, be more wise and be very mindful of how you spend money is having a budget. You know, having a budget, it's going to look different from everyone based on your lifestyle, based on your goals, you know. And it's important to have a budget. You know, in your budget, you can include giving. You know, giving is something that I feel like is important for us to do because giving brings us some type of joy. You know, as human beings, we feel very great in order to help another person. We feel very great when we're able to impact or influence, create a positive influence in this world. And also part of your budget, you know, having your expense, you know, having money set aside to save, having money set aside to invest. And once you do that, also have money aside to splurge on things that you want to enjoy. Maybe that could be, you know, you you going to a boxing class, you going taking a mini vacation. That could be you buying yourself a new car. That could be you just doing anything that, you know, that you truly want to do. Like, there's nothing wrong with enjoying money. There's nothing wrong buying nice things. But, you know, what makes it easier for you to be able to do these things is when you have it in a budget. Is when you include that in your budget, whether that may be 10%, maybe 5% of your monthly income or yearly income, you know, you won't have any guilt. You know, 5 to 10% of you spending on things that brings you joy, that brings you happiness, is not going to lead to your financial ruin. And I want to say here, you know, as important as I'm saying here, to, you know, it's great to enjoy the pleasure of life, enjoy your money. It's also important to be very mindful when we're just buying things just for buying sake. When buying things that doesn't necessarily align with our financial goal, that doesn't necessarily bring us joy or bring us any kind of happiness. You know, we're just doing it because of a status quo that we're chasing. It's very important to not do things like that. You know, it's very important to not just become a hoarder of having all these different things. It's very important not to do that. And, you know, it goes on to say, you know, as you're becoming, you know, you're planning to build, enjoy life, it's also important to be financially responsible. And one of the best tools you can do, you know, to set yourself up for the future, to set yourself up for, financial success is by start thinking about retirement. Start thinking about when, you know, your income, when you're not, you won't be able to work anymore, when you won't able to make as large as the income you have. A study done by Pew Research Center, 77% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. That means that most Americans struggle to make ends meet and don't have enough money to spend on leisure activity. So if you're a person that you're spending, you're living paycheck to paycheck, and you don't have enough money to leave, to spend on leisure, it's important to review your budget. Look at what are the things you can do, you know, whether increase your income, whether you need to cut back, you know, like I said, you shouldn't be spending money or on anything that would require like leisure activity that's going to bring you, it's going to ruin your pockets, that's going to ruin your finance, it's going to ruin your financial. Because in the same sentence, I guess in the same perspective, I want to say that according to a study done by University of Chicago, it said people who spend money on experience such as travel, concert, are happier than those who spend their money on material possession. So it's just to say that when you're spending money on things like experience, things that, you know, you can enjoy, it makes life more bearable. It makes life much, it gives you a reason to look forward to when you're able to like enjoy the pleasure of life, you know, but you can't do that if you're living paycheck to paycheck. You can't do that if you don't have a budget. You can't do that if you're not saving towards, saving or planning for retirement. And just to provide a few tips on how you can save for retirement. And just to provide a few tips, there's so many different, ways you can take advantage of, you know, and start planning for retirement. You're never too young to start thinking about the future. You know, that's one thing I want to say. It's never too young and it's never too late to start planning for the future. And one of the ways you can start and you can start planning for retirement, especially if you are an employee, is take advantage of your retirement accounts, such as 401k and 403bs, you know, which, you know, take advantage of these things because it includes tax deferred contribution. Basic contributions to your employee retirement plans are made with pre-tax dollars, which reduce your taxable income for the year. So this means that you can pay less in taxes now and let your money grow tax deferred until you enjoy in retirement. In addition, you know, it just sets you up better. You know, like a lot of people, especially here in America, especially around the world, don't feel comfortable. Don't feel like they were able to retire. They don't feel like they were able to take a step back. They feel like they have to continue to work until they dare to die. You have to continue being this grind and hustle, and you don't need to be like that, you know, and you don't want to be like that because all that leads to is bitterness. It leads to unhappiness. And just like I mentioned with the Chicago statistic, you know, people who spend money on experience, you know, tend to be more happier. So it all goes back to having a budget. It all goes back to being a good steward with the resources that God has given us, you know, planning ahead, you know, delaying gratification. There's going to be seasons where you may not be able to take a vacation. There's going to be seasons where you may not be able to eat as often as you want. There may be seasons where you may not be able to go out with your friends as much as possible. But there's so many other things you can use to, so many other activities you can gain with. You can still go to the park. You can plan a small picnic. You can plan, you know, game nights. There's so many different ways you can still experience and enjoy the pleasure of life without breaking the bank. It's just like, you know, as while you're doing that, you know, you're saving for retirement. You're saving for your kids. You know, if you do have children, you know, that way, you know, you're not missing out on any aspect of life. You know, I think that's really the best way to become financially stable without being bitter, without being upset, is, you know, finding just being very cautious, being very wise about how you spend, you know, understand what season you're in, you know, it will help you in the long run in your financial journey. Wrap it all up, you know, finding balance between enjoying life budget and being financially is achievable. It's about setting priorities, creating budget, avoiding impulse spending, you know, balancing short-term and long-term goals. You know, short-term goals, maybe you want to buy a car, versus long-term goals, you want to retire at a certain age. You know, another thing you can take advantage of, which I didn't mention, is Roth IRAs. you know, is a great way to start saving this, planning for retirement. And I think in 2024, they're increasing the amount you can contribute into your Roth IRA. So you want to take as much, you want to invest. The earlier you invest, you know, you give yourself more time, you know, because of compound interest, the more time you allow your money to compound, the better it is for you. The better it is for you financially. The better it is for you in general, in general. So I said that all to say that, you know, it's important that we steward our money. It's important that we enjoy this journey. It's important that we take time to reflect. It's important that we take time to just be, show gratitude, you know, and to where we are currently, not get caught up in this hustle and grind. I hope this bless you always, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week. And see you guys next week. Stay blessed, guys. Peace out.